Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. You know what it is. It's them kids and wives and 9-to-5s, but we are married to the games. Yes, sirree, Bob. 053. We have made it, and we are here. You know who it is. It's your boy, Gabe Patillo, with Timothy Hall and Tim Router, of course. And as always, we are talking life and games, games and life. Thank you so much for being here. We are excited to be here. And we've got an addition for y'all this week. Kicking it off, it's pretty cool. We talked about him last week. And now you get to hear from the man himself, Chris Dumoulin. We are excited to have him on. He's going to be talking a little bit about what he's going to be bringing to the website and just who he is in general. And so we wanted you guys to meet him. So, Chris, how are you doing, brethren?
I am all right. It's really early.
Welcome to the club.
I am questioning the sanity of joining y'all.
It's really our hazing for you, brother. It's our hazing.
Yeah, it's all exactly. It's all good. It was coffee.
Good.
Yeah, it was hard to even tell Chris yesterday. We're so used to doing the show at 6:30 in the morning. I called Chris yesterday. I was like, "Hey, so we meet at 6:30." He was like, "Oof, that's early."
Yeah. And after you picked him up off the floor, then he was able to. Yeah. Poor guy.
I think the phrase used was "dumb early," and it is.
Yeah, dumb early. Yeah.
I love it.
So just to give some context, kind of as to who Chris is, you've actually heard about Chris in an earlier episode, and I forget which one it was exactly, but it was the one entitled "We Need a Black Hand Model."
Yeah, we're still right. We're still waiting on that black hand model too.
So in that episode, I talked about after the podcast how one of my buddies randomly called me up and said, "We need a black hand model," and so I went out and did some. I don't even know what to call it, but they took pictures of my hands.
Black hand modeling.
I think that's how you would categorize that.
So I'm probably somewhere on the cutting room floor, but that's okay. I went and did it, and it was awesome.
You know, I actually never saw the final version of that.
Oh, we got to find that.
I'll go bug my guy about it today.
You know, it's funny. I think I actually go to church with the guy who did it, who directed the whole thing.
With David?
Yes.
He's good people.
Yeah, man. Okay, so anyway, let's get into it. Chris, I didn't even know Chris Dumoulin wrote. Like, I didn't know that was part of his thing, is what he did as a person. And so when we were kicking around the idea of getting somebody to write for the website, we were like, man, what should we do? We were kind of scratching our heads and none of us knew anybody. And Chris's name literally just popped in my head. And I was like, I'll call Chris Dumoulin. He's smart. And I text Chris and I was like, "Hey, what do you know about writing?" He was like, "That's my thing." And I was like, "What?" So Chris, please talk a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? You're married, and tell us about your child, cuz you know, that's kind of the angle of this whole thing.
All right. I grew up a military kid, so I kind of moved all over the place.
Amen, me too.
I actually didn't have a console until I was in college.
No way.
I was a PC kid. We never had a Nintendo. We didn't have any of that stuff. We had a Dreamcast in my college dorm room, and that...
Boom, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, you did.
That was pretty nice. Because it's a whole different game, you know, if I'm used to PC gaming.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I got clobbered.
Nice.
Repeatedly for about 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
And then I started working for a video game company, a retailer company, Game Crazy. Y'all remember them? They're dead now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember Game Crazy.
I ran a Game Crazy for a little while. I was a manager. When you do that, you always have people coming in, they're like, "My Xbox doesn't work," and you plug it in and it doesn't work, but you know it's a simple fix. You're like, "Well, I'll tell you what, I can't take it for trade, but I'll give you $5.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
So I ended up with like everything.
That's great.
The Xbox, the PlayStation, the PlayStation 2, the PlayStation 3. I had it all.
Wow.
And that was a lot of fun. So I kind of got to the point where I realized, you know, updating all these computer parts, that's not as much fun as just playing video games.
That's what we were just talking about that last week.
We were.
Oh my gosh, it's way harder on the budget to play PC games.
Oh man, it is.
Definitely more
expensive.
Except
for the PC games are way cheaper. Like if you wait like a month, it seems like they're $40 less than everything else.
Oh, sometimes you don't even have to wait. I see them launch so many times at like $36 and $33.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
Craziness.
It's true. There's not like a, like in console gaming, there's like a monopoly, right? You have like four or five major retailers. I mean, not retailers, but distributors. And those guys set the price. In the PC gaming world, it's just all over the place. The guys can't get on the shelves at Walmart. Screw it. They're going to do it online.
Mm-hmm. Golly.
And there's no middleman either. You know, they're just sending you a download code anyway. So they're like, whatever. There's no overhead.
I know. How cool is Steam?
Yeah. Steam's pretty amazing.
Right. It really is.
Right.
Chris, I meant to ask you, what was the first game you played?
Soul Calibur.
Baby. Oh my gosh. Wow. You're bringing it back right now.
That's my first console game.
Yeah.
I love that Tim Router asked that question, and Tim has no idea anything about Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I'm like, Soul Calibur. I'm like trying to think. I'm like, yeah, I got nothing.
It was a fighting game, and it was awesome. Chris, I've talked about it before.
Let me tell you about Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur was the only fighting game I ever loved. I hate fighting games, but I will play Soul Calibur all day long.
Nice.
I love it.
It's good. It's good.
The Dreamcast was my favorite console.
Power Stone, baby.
Oh, Power Stone 2. It was just mayhem on the freaking levels.
Yeah, I'm not a big fighting game guy either, but Power Stone was awesome.
It came out at a bad time.
It was in the shadow of the PS2.
It really was. It was ahead of its time. If you think about it, it had a lot of stuff on it that nobody else did for a while.
Yeah. I mean, even the way the memory card was with the little screen.
The little tiny video game memory card. That was awesome.
I mean, come on, man. You could play games like little 8-bit games or 2-bit games.
You remember? 1-bit.
You could play little games on the memory card. I mean, it was crazy.
I mean, sure, it was like playing a video game on your watch, but still.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Game & Watch. So, moved around a bunch, got to play some console games late, and then what hooked you? What was that thing that was like, oh, snap, I actually, like, really like this?
It was Halo.
Oh, nice. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
Hey, that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Halo
was great. Yeah.
Man, still every couple of years, I play through the entire Halo collection.
No way.
1 through 4 and all the expansions.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you are hardcore. That's awesome.
I love it. It's a good story. I'm a sci-fi geek anyway.
There you go.
But so, it's just a great game. It was the first FPS on a console that felt like a PC gaming FPS experience. It was responsive. It was smart. It was paced properly. It was good.
Very cool.
Those are good. I mean, they're huge games for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're not huge just because they're Xbox exclusives. I mean, those are good. I remember the first time I was fighting the Flood, I was like, what is this? This is incredible.
Right.
Because I didn't
like
the Call of Duties at the time. And you know what I'm saying? And so the Call of Duties kind of escaped me early on. The fact that they were set so far back, it seems like, and I was always like, oh, man, I want to play Call of Duty, man, all them old weapons, blah, 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 blah. And then you had Halo come around that was like in the future. Everything was lasers. And I was like, oh, I love this. I remember beating that thing repeatedly and never owning an Xbox.
I've owned every single Halo game, and I've never played the campaign of any of them.
That's so sad.
Oh, my gosh. He sounds like he means that. I love that.
It was. He's like, I'm so sad for you.
I really am.
So, Chris, do you like the Mass Effect series at all, or any of those two, or is it just all Halo all the time?
You know, I'm starting to like the Mass Effect series. And here's the thing. I wouldn't have if it weren't for the Elder Scrolls series, which is the first RPG I ever liked. Was the Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Oh yeah, sure. That was a big
game. Because it took that RPG, made it real time, made it first person.
Yep.
And that was new and revolutionary to me.
Wow.
So I started liking that, and then I got into the Mass Effect, which is basically Elder Scrolls with lasers.
Yeah.
Because you can, like, you walk around, like, you have quests, you can, you know, marry people and all of that nonsense. So I started like it. I never finished any of them. The story is a little bit too much for me, which is saying something, because I'm a story guy.
On which one?
I think it was the first one. I haven't finished any of them, man.
Any of the Mass Effects?
Nope.
Man, I like, you know, it's funny because I'm a Sony guy. You know, we obviously didn't get it till number two, and then we didn't get number one till later. And I jumped in right in number two, and I loved it. I think because it kind of had that, it was my first Western, I guess they call them Western RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but there was so much action in it because of it being, you know, a first person shooter. That was just so weird for me, but I loved it.
Well, see, that's the other thing. You know, one of the reasons that I've never been a Sony guy, I know you guys are all Sony guys, is because of most of the games that I've found on Sony and Nintendo, especially RPGs, they're so Japanese. They kill me.
I'm with you, bro. I'm totally with you on that. Like, that's, I don't, so funny. I know Gabe is a huge JRPG guy, but I don't,
Final Fantasy,
I just don't get it. And that's what freaks me out too. I'm like, what is this? I don't get it, but it's all good. Gosh. I don't care.
That's so funny.
You go on and you play what you want to play, man.
Exactly. Like, I love the Metroid series on Nintendo.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get lost on that, and I'm like, what? I get it. It's a platformer, and it's fun as a platformer, but what is going on with this story?
There is no story.
You got to make stuff up when it's that long of a game. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the fifth and the end of the fourth and fifth season of Lost. They were like, I guess we could just make some stuff up to keep this thing going.
They're like, well, we've thoroughly confused everybody. Let's just keep going.
And there's a foot on the island. You're like, what's this foot doing here? They're like, I don't know. And you'll never know because we don't know.
I guess I'll never know either. I haven't watched it. So.
Just keep watching. It's so funny.
Oh, that's hilarious. So, and then how long have you been married to Jess? That's how I even know Chris, because Jess, Chris's wife, worked. I think she still does. Works for Toby
on
the website side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done that for years. And I've been with Toby for, I mean, even longer. And so when they got married, I met Chris, and I was like, and he's really quiet. And so I didn't know right away that he was a gamer, but he's just a nice guy. So I got to talking to him and, you know, found out he's into video games. And I was like, oh, snap, common bond. Check it out. And so how long have you guys been married now?
We've been married for, hold up, let me do the math, almost 5 years. No. Yeah, for almost 5 years.
That's awesome.
That's great, man.
Yeah, we have... It's been fun. It's been a heck of a lot of fun. I never thought marriage could be this fun. I swore that I wasn't going to get married till I was 30. I made it.
Really?
I made it to 29.
Almost.
There you go, Jack. Take that.
I love that. That's hilarious. And then you guys just had a baby recently.
We did. 4 months old as of last Sunday.
Oh, man. Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
She's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
What's her name?
Also something I didn't think I'd be doing.
that whole fathering thing.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm faking it.
That's all good.
We're all faking it.
Yes.
We're all faking it.
What's her name?
That's hilarious.
Her name is Elizabeth. Ellie. We call her Ellie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good name.
Thanks.
Freaking awesome. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah. She's pretty great. She's pretty stinking great.
So we've talked to Chris a little bit about, you know, and, you know, as he's talking about faking it, parenting, we as a podcast are faking running a website.
and the scary thing is that I'm a website designer. I just don't have, like, I'm just working on everybody else's stuff, but our stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like Crowder's really good at working on people's websites.
Just not Crowder's, my
own. Like, yeah, exactly. This is your first website that, like, he's running on it. So, we're really excited to have Chris on board, and we're going to have him on the show every once in a while to talk with us and laugh with us and have fun. But you're going to be doing like blogs and articles and stuff. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Blarticles.
Blarticles.
I like that.
MarriedToTheGames.com, your source for all blarticles.
We're kicking it off, baby. You heard it here first.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I think that's out there that we don't necessarily want to consume in audio form.
Yeah.
You don't need to know. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff out there that you might want to just pick up and
yeah,
read.
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to be doing that on the website. I'm going to be engaging with you guys in the forums. I'm going to be the voice of Microsoft with all these Sony heads.
We represent Microsoft, okay? Dog them. We love them.
Whatever.
Yeah, I own Whatever. An Xbox.
Hall's got an Xbox. He just hates the Kinect.
Owning an
Xbox really
makes life so great because Redbox only releases certain games on certain platforms, but you can play it all.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I am glad that you balance this out in that way because you love Xbox.
I do. And you cannot stand Sony. It's not so much that Sony. I love Xbox. It's that I really don't like Sony.
Which I love. I love that you don't like Sony.
I think that's hilarious.
We've talked about this. Oh, yeah.
I have, me and Chris have gone back and forth.
Coming from the audio background that I've got as well, I just... me and Sony have a long-standing personal feud.
Nice.
You know?
It's like gang warfare over there.
It's like...
Yeah, it is.
Why do I have to buy Betamax? Oh, I don't anymore. Oh, why do I have to buy Minidisc? Oh, I don't anymore.
It's true.
Oh, why? You know?
I'm with you.
That's funny.
Sony. So anyway, no. I'll be bringing in a Microsoft voice.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love that. And I'm happy about that. I think if you were a Sony guy, I wouldn't have talked to you about this. Like, I you know what I'm saying? I feel like we had the Sony thing pretty covered. So I was like, oh, man, we don't want another guy. Because people already call us fanboys. And so.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because, like, our whole thing is we've all just kind of naturally progressed into Sony stuff. Like, Chris, like the first thing I got was PS3, and that was 2.5 years ago, just because I did some comparisons of performance, and both consoles are pretty much the same, but I was just like, Sony seems good. I have a bunch of their products. And
one did Blu-ray for people that didn't play video games and
honestly,
didn't know anything about exclusives.
That was one of the big things, too, was, you know, Blu-ray. I was like, oh, man, I could use a Blu-ray player, too. And that's the whole reason why I got the PS3. Just thinking, you know what, it's, you know, it. They're both pretty much very similar. There's just a few little things, and it just caters to whatever. And, yeah, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
We don't like to talk about Blu-ray. That's Sony's one big win.
there's the thorn in your side.
Well, you got to think when both consoles came out, you know, we didn't have HD streaming of anything. I don't even think we had streaming at that time.
That's true.
So, but, you know, now it's a little bit different of a conversation, but the Xbox One does have Blu-ray anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Everybody's got it.
Right.
They said that was another reason that the PlayStation 2 just plowed through the Dreamcast because it had DVD.
Oh, and what was Dreamcast was CD and it was getting freaking ripped off all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, yeah.
I was one of them.
There you go. Nice.
Unfortunately, I have to say that I was one of those guys. And
Gabe's I love Dreamcast. Die.
Exactly. I'm not going to support you by buying any of your games. I'm going to steal all of them. But I was sadly one of those guys. I was young and didn't know, you know, what I was doing or the repercussions of my actions when it came to business. And then when I hooked up with, when I joined the Toby Mac crew, I saw like, how his album sales directly affected his family. And I was like, I should stop stealing.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. I write it all my wrongs.
There you go.
I can't even burn CDs now. Like I can't do any of it. Just in good conscience, I can't do any of it. All right. We're going to let Chris get up out of here. We wanted to bring him along, though, and introduce him to everybody. You're going to be hearing his voice again. You will be seeing his writings sooner than that. And, Chris, we're excited to have you, man.
I'm excited to be had.
Good, good, good. Well, we will see you around.
All right. Y'all take it easy. Right.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for getting up early with us.
Yeah, go back to bed.
No, got to get ready from the 9 to 5.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Bye.
Love it. See you, buddy.
See ya.
Oh, good stuff.
Chris is awesome.
Good stuff. You know, we never actually asked what he does presently.
Oh yeah. We should have asked what his 9-to-5 was. Instead, we know it's casting black hand models. We know it's got something to do with that.
Something like that. I don't know. There's a big demand for that.
All right. So since we're like 20 minutes in already, let's jump into weekends very quickly. I'll go first because mine is going to be the shortest and not exciting. Nothing I did.
Dude, what are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
Your that's baby great. Girl's turning two.
I know, exactly. But that's my daughter turns two tomorrow or today when you're hearing this. And we had her party yesterday, and Router and his family were there.
Yeah, sorry, Piper was acting crazy.
It's okay. She was acting like a 1.5-year-old.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what 1.5-year-olds do. Like, they don't make sense.
We were both like, man, it had to happen at the party. Like, she just kind of... She had a little bit of a meltdown for a little bit, and then she
and we were at a vineyard too. It was so funny.
Yeah, she's just like and so she finally calmed down toward the end. And Gabe, I didn't tell you, but when we came home, she was like a sweetheart again. I was like, oh, really?
Of course,
really?
Of course. No. Maybe she just didn't want to be outside.
No, like I don't know. It's all good. Sorry, continue.
Played the Diablo 3 demo. And, yeah, I get it.
Nice.
I get it. That thing is super addicting.
It's a lot of fun.
It really, really is. And we might talk about that more later. So yeah, that's me.
Oh, yes, yes, Paul. Y'all. I picked, excuse me. Whoa.
You're right there.
I picked up Diablo 3 from Redbox, so I tried to get it on the weekend, and that was everybody else had the same idea, so that was not going to happen. I think there are 5 copies of Diablo 3 in Nashville.
So. Yeah, exactly what it feels like. Yeah,
but I went and picked it up at the Redbox on Monday, started playing it, and man, that game is awesome with a controller.
Did you play? Have you played it on console? Did you play Diablo game?
Diablo 2 a little bit on the PC, and you gotta click a lot.
Well, yeah, you gotta click to walk, right?
Yeah, you just gotta. Basically, I mean, that's what the game is. And so I'm playing with the controller on the Xbox, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, oh, well, I'm sure PC gamers, you know, they probably just hook up the controller, but I don't even think that game has controller support on PC.
It's got to, kind of.
I don't think so.
Huh.
I mean, I might have to dig a little deeper, but I don't think it does. I think that was what they were trying to do, is differentiate the two, because then what would be the point in releasing the console version? Like, yeah, it would get out to more people, but, you know, then you just, it's if it's the same control scheme that you can do on the PC. I mean, I'm sure modders have changed it or something, but then again...
Yeah, of course, there's got to be something.
Well, like, then again, Blizzard games don't really... They don't really allow mods for those, do they?
I mean, you know, modders
Blizzard
can do everything.
Blizzard kind of locks that stuff up, doesn't it?
They do, but, you know, hackers can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they can, you know, we're playing freaking Nintendo games on our iPads. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So did you play through the stories of those games, of the second one? Did you beat it?
I don't remember anything. It was so long ago.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was like missing something huge by not playing it.
I don't think so, because I think they're kind of like the Elder Scrolls games where they're self-contained stories.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure somebody will be able to write in and talk to us a little bit more about it. But yeah, like I think I tweeted this out or talked about it on the forum. Like, I don't care at all about the story. I haven't paid attention to one thing. I'm just running through and just destroying everything.
Like you do,
and you can actually roll through tables. Did you realize that?
No.
Yeah. So when you're walking through these dungeons and stuff, they got like the tables set up. You can just roll through them. And you can roll and just knock them all over.
That's awesome.
That's so much fun.
How do you go through these games not caring about the story? How does it keep you interested?
Because the gameplay is fun. If the gameplay is not fun and the story is good, man, it's a lot harder for me to play.
I got you. That's interesting.
And I also picked up Final Fantasy All the Bravest.
Did you?
That game is nuts.
I picked it up too, man.
Have you played it yet?
Yeah, I played it.
It's ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous.
It's kind of like
ridiculous on so many different fronts. I'm almost upset about it.
Like I'm playing it, and you know you've got all your characters on screen. You just got to kind of like swipe through them to make them all attack and stuff.
Right.
While I'm playing the game, I'm like, I'm having fun, but this game should not be fun. This is stupid. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's funny when we put it on the forum. Somebody was like, somebody right under the thing, you know, I was saying it's free, go get it, blah 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 blah. Somebody was like, nobody download this game.
I didn't even see that.
He was like, this game is so bad, one get it.
Awesome.
I couldn't. Now that being said, I would have never paid for this game.
Oh, could you imagine paying $4 for that? You'd be so mad.
Oh, dude, I would be so upset. Especially because you go into the thing, like you go into the characters thing or something, and it's like right away, it's like buy a classic character for 99 cents. It's like, no,
you're like big, no.
They're like, go to another world for $3.99. I'm like, nope, don't want to do that either. Oh my goodness, man! Square is ridiculous with their app stuff.
I know they're like, well, we're giving everything else away for free, pretty much. So maybe our apps will make us some money.
No, that's what they're gracious. That's their model now. It's like, hey, or take it for free, but oh, hey, if you want to expand, you have to pay out the nose.
Yeah, or they're like, you know, hey, you can buy a you know a 15-year-old game on your iPad, or buy our brand new game for the same price. Let's see. You know, like Final Fantasy 13 2. I think I've seen that for about $10 recently.
Oh,
that's
cheaper.
Gosh.
Yeah, exactly. And freaking Final Fantasy 7 or 6 is $15.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
They don't have 6 on the iPad yet, but when they do, oh, gosh, it's going to be hard not to buy that.
You say get it, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's a definite play. It's really fun, and it still holds up. I mean, it's a really cool game.
Is it 5 that they have on there that I'm thinking of? I think it's 5.
It's either 4 or 5. Well, I know they have 3 and 4 on there, but I can't really recommend. I mean, I think I played a little bit of 3 on the like an NES emulator or something. Yeah. I didn't really have any fun with it. And then number 4 is where, to me, they started kind of, the stories were a little bit better, I think. So they kind of stepped it up a bit.
Gotcha. Nice. Router.
Yes, sir. Bioshock Infinite.
I love that.
I cannot stop, like, not playing that game. Like, I get, like, 30 minutes in any which way I can. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm working. I'm going to take a quick break. And, like, 45 minutes later, I'm, like, totally into it. And then somebody calls, and I got to get back to work. I'm like, oh, stinks. Love this game.
Work is getting in the way of gaming.
Work is
point.
Getting in the way of Bioshock Infinite. It is a good game. I apologize to everybody because we snoozed on this game. And I mean, I should have bought it day one. It is so good. I love it.
I love that you're loving it so much.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm definitely in the thick of it now. And I want to try and finish it by next week's podcast.
Oh, you will.
It goes really well. I think it's timed and paced really, really well, and it just looks beautiful. So I've been loving that game. It's just work and Bioshock Infinite. That's been my life right now. And my poor wife had her hard drive crash on her on Monday. So I spent half the day trying to figure that out and took it to Apple. And big ups to Apple. They got it done. We got a new hard drive for free because there was a recall on that model iMac and that model hard drive.
No way.
So they repaired it and got it back that same day. So that was awesome.
You gotta love that.
So Apple, thank you for that one. So just work and Bioshock Infinite. That's me.
I love it.
Can't wait till you finish that game so you can your head can explode.
Yep, I will certainly. We will certainly discuss it a little bit. I know we've already talked about it on the. You've talked about it on the spoiler cast, which I still haven't listened to.
We'll have a spoilerette.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's it.
Awesome. Hit up the do what you do.
So there's this new game coming out that I've never heard of. It's called Grand Theft Auto 5, and
a fifth one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The four first ones snuck by us.
Yeah, I didn't even see those before. So
that's weird. What is it about?
Everybody go get GTA 5, baby. It's out now, finally. If you're into it.
Yeah.
And we don't know how good it's going to be yet, but go check it out.
Yeah. And Grand Theft Auto Online for Xbox 360, they did a simultaneous release for that as well. And then, let's see, any other game that's trying to compete with Grand Theft Auto 5, it's just wasting their time. But it's all good. There's a couple other releases, including Hot Wheels World's Best Driver for all consoles.
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's the same. It's kind of the same thing, Grand Theft Auto and Hot Wheels. It all works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, I heard a car game is getting released this week. We should release a car game.
But have Hot Wheels branded.
Exactly. Awesome. As long as that guy that used to talk fast on there is a part of it.
Oh, yeah. I loved him, man.
Yeah.
With Micro Machines, too.
He was yeah. Loved him. Was it Fast Eddie or something?
Yeah, something like that. He was great. Yeah.
He was awesome.
A couple iOS games. Infinity Blade 3 is out.
Oh, did it drop?
Oh, crap. I didn't even see that come out.
Everybody go get that. Angry Birds Star Wars 2.
Oh, really?
Yep, that came out this week. And Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. That game. Called Foodimal Frenzy. I really liked Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, the first one. That was a good movie.
I never saw it.
So it was one of those that we just watched on a whim, and we were like, hey, that was pretty cute and kind of funny. So nice. It was good.
I like it.
For the hybrid PC Mac, Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded is coming out.
Wow. How many of those games is there?
I have it there doesn't say.
There's so many Leisure
Suit. This was the kickstarted Leisure one, Suit wasn't it?
Larry. It might have been.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Awesome.
The whole time you guys were talking, I was just trying to say that.
Try saying that three times fast. Time. And finally, what we've all been waiting for. We Sing 80s for the Wii.
Now, are they concerned about that game coming out and competing with GTA 5?
It could be.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so, I don't think they're worried about it. That's awesome.
Yep, so that's new releases. And then top-selling games for the week ending September 7th. Number 10, Rayman Legends for the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Number 9, Splinter Cell Blacklist for the Xbox 360. Number 8, Saints Row 4 for PS3.
Golly.
Number 7, Total War Rome 2 for the PC. I think that's the only PC game that's in the top 10 right now. So that's pretty cool. Number 6, Minecraft as usual.
Oh my gosh.
Number 5, Saints Row 4 for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Diablo 3 for the PS3. Number 3, Diablo 3 for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Madden NFL 25 for the PS3. And the number 1 selling, Madden NFL 25 for the Xbox 360.
And for those of you that's like, what? Remember, we're a week behind.
We are a week behind, so don't you worry.
Yeah, you'll be hearing plenty of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
It's already sold more than it's been like a day.
Yeah.
Exactly. It'll be number eight on the Wii U. And people are like, fact, Wii U? You're like, that's how many units it's going to sell is that it's exactly. going to be number eight
and
on the
fact,
Wii U.
By the time you hear this, you probably have already played through GTA 5, so it's all good.
Exactly.
I wonder how long I'm going to have to jump in the forum and ask them how long the campaign is, because I think I want to rent that this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, but those campaigns are forever. You can do, it's like, kind of like, oh, I mean, and, GTA games
They're
are
not
huge.
Forever for me, trust me.
He's just a straight shooter, man. Just go right through it.
Just going exactly. right through it.
He's like, I just run over people and shoot people. That's all I do. That's hilarious. Hall,
when I played Sleeping Dogs, I took taxis everywhere, by the way, to save time.
Did you?
You would have.
Yep. Yes, of course he would have.
Oh, I'm the exact opposite. I got to beat this game as fast as possible.
I'm the exact opposite. Like when it came to Blood Dragon, because he could run so much faster than you could on Far Cry, I just ran everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever took a car. I just ran. True. I was like, yeah, here we go. He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, nice. He said some other things, but I'm not going to say it here.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Hall, give us something.
Real quick, before I kind of go into the couple of things that I had, I was going to mention the forum because we have a GTA social group or clan starting up there.
Sweet. Oh, so, can we say to freaking thank you guys?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You guys made the forum in 1 week jump off, man. I mean, we had no idea what to expect. In my head, literally, I thought there was going to be like 7 of us, including us 3, signed up for the forum. And exactly. You guys was like, it's not like there's a million people on there. I don't want to, you know, but thank you guys for signing up for the forum and use this time as a reminder. Anybody who goes signs up for the forum and gets in conversation, we're doing a giveaway for you guys over the next couple weeks. And we're just going to be giving out some stuff. We talked about a shirt, a year of Xbox Live or PS Plus, and Madden NFL 25. So anyway, thank you guys so much for being there. I cannot believe the conversations that have jumping off there.
And
it's,
I know,
just been awesome. It's really been awesome.
Dude, I am so just so stoked that our forum was able to jump off so quick. And I love having conversations with you guys. I've had 70 posts.
I looked at your thing yesterday and I was like, oh snap, I need to get my game up.
I know.
I have had zero posts.
Seriously.
Like, I'm sorry, guys. I know people are like, where's Router? I'm like, dude, sorry. I'm trying to come up for air with all the projects I've got to try and finish up. So I'll definitely try and get on there as soon as I can.
Go ahead, Gabe.
No, I was going to say, and you have to excuse me and Router. It's our first posts. I mean, it's our first forums outside of having something wrong with something.
Right.
Like, so I've only been a part of forums before when I had a problem.
Yeah.
And this is my first, like, community forum that I've ever been a part of. So if I do something that's, like, not kosher for forums, I apologize. I'm learning as I go. But, man, it's been awesome. And you guys need to put links on the deal page. So it's a little easier to just, like, hop to whatever you're talking about instead of, like, seeing it on the forum, then going and Googling it and then finding it.
I put a little posting guideline sticky on the deal section.
Sweet.
So I've been posting some in there as I see them. And,
me too.
Oh, what's that?
No, I was saying me too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So basically, just read the post real quick if you guys want to come and post some deals for the community. Just come and read the little guidelines thing. It says, like, if you see something in store, if you could take a picture, maybe, or if you could tell us your location, because sometimes, like, Walmart or Target will do in-store deals, and it's, like, that location only. So yeah, we're kind of trying to localize some of that stuff, too, just because we do have some people that are from at least close to the same area. I think as we ramp up the forum users a little bit, we'll have more people posting in the same areas or more people in the same areas. And Gabe, we need to get like a little Gabe tracker on the forum so that people can meet you.
Where I can check in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll do check-ins.
We just have a picture of the world and we'll have a dot with you just moving around.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Have a little map.
Man, that's so great.
Gosh, thank you guys so much. We are like, I'm not going to say I got teary or anything because I didn't. But at the same time, I was like, the first time I went to the forum, like after I'd signed up and I'd let a couple days go by and I went, dude, like I got like knots in my stomach. I was so like taken back by the conversation that was already happening. So,
yeah,
man, big ups to you guys. You guys are the freaking best.
Dude, we have a pretty active community. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's so awesome, man. I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, and also, too, I wanted to tell you, if you have any feature requests or something that you think we should be doing with the forum, because we're new to this stuff. You know, the forum is brand new. We're trying to kind of learn a little bit more about doing one. Just send a private message to Tipperoo. You'll see me all over the forum. So
Yeah. Just
send it to my username, and just I'll put it in, you know, my to-do list or something if I can figure out how to do it. Like, I love it because somebody PM'd me or I read a post or something and they were like, hey, it'd be kind of cool to have like little spoiler buttons on here so we can like put some stuff in here that people who've played the games can read, but the people who haven't played the games, they don't have to read it.
Super smart.
And right, like I was able to figure out how to do that and I put that feature in and now we have it. So
yeah,
I love
code,
it. Exactly. I love it when people just recommend stuff for us to try to do with the forum, and we can just, you know, we can make it even better for you guys. This is your guys' community. We want to kind of build it around that. So
yeah, and like you guys have already like started such great like threads up. Like I saw one that was like, "What's the?" It was called "What's your story?" or "What's the story?" And it was somebody asking what all the gamer tags meant. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the story behind your gamer tag? That's a
really
great
cool
question. Holy
great
crap.
Idea. Yep.
Anyway, sorry.
It was Ed.
Yeah, it was Ed Placencia, our boy. We're going to get those shirts up soon enough.
Ah, crap.
It's okay.
I'll work on that.
Okay, hit us up, Hall.
So I don't know if you guys heard, there's a little thing with GTA 5, and I'm sure our Xbox users have experienced it. So I think it comes with two discs. It's got an install disc and a play disc.
Right.
And people were installing the install disc and then installing the play disc. Which to me is kind of overkill, but you know, do what you like. And it was causing some like weird texture error stuff. So like there would be times where like people would be like standing in the air and just crazy stuff like
that's
that.
That's so
like,
weird that when you install it, it works worse than off the disc.
I know. I think it has to do with the way that they've kind of done the streaming from the disc type stuff. Mm-hmm. So like they've kind of, I think what's going on with that game is that it's streaming stuff from the hard drive at the same time it's streaming from the disc. Obviously, that's exactly why they have an install disc.
Right.
So it's trying to stream two things from the same place, and that's why I think the bandwidth is getting a little low.
Gotcha.
The screenshot I saw specifically was, you know, you're at a beach and the sand's just not there. So wow. That was kind of weird.
So you're not at a beach.
Yeah. You're just kind of like standing there, whatever, in the air, I guess.
That's funny.
So yeah, I think they've kind of figured out a workaround for it. If you install it to a flash drive, which even then you've kind of got to have a decent sized flash drive. So I don't know. I still don't get the point. I just played off the disc, man. Especially because it's going to be the only thing you're playing.
Yeah, but you know how people are getting.
Like,
oh, I got to get up and put a disc in there.
If given the option, I would just play from the disc because you just put the disc in and go. You don't have to wait on anything.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, GTA 5. It feels like everybody's talking about it. And for those of my people that were on Twitter yesterday, which yesterday was the 17th from when we're recording this, you might have seen GTA 5, you know, hashtag GTA 5 everywhere, of course, because it was trending everywhere. But then at the very top, you might have seen GATV. And everybody, there was a lot of confusion and a lot of people were hashtagging that, talking about Grand Theft Auto, even though that would have stand for Grand Auto Theft 5. But it was our hilarious people from Saints Row 4 that bought and promoted that Twitter hashtag yesterday.
That's awesome.
And released their I don't know if it was released, but made free their Johnny Gat
that's
downloadable content.
Awesome.
So they bought GATV on Twitter yesterday, and that was hilarious. And it's pretty much the same thing, but it's Johnny Gat costumes and weapons for Saints Row.
I thought
that was hilarious.
That's really clever.
I think I saw that yesterday, and I don't know if I batted at it. I don't remember, but I saw that Saints Row was behind it, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it is hilarious. Quickly moving, because I know we're already way into the show, but we got to send our thoughts and prayers out to all the families that were impacted by the U.S. Navy shipyard shooting on Monday.
Yes, sir.
12 people were killed. I think 8 were injured. And the only reason I bring it up is because, of course, the media is jumping on this and wants to link it to video games. And I got to say, man, I'm so sick of, you know, okay, so one of his friends, the guy's name was Aaron Alexis, I think. And one of his friends came out and was like, yeah, he had a huge problem with video games. He played video games all the time, blah, 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 blah. And so they want to automatically link violence in video games to him shooting up this Navy shipyard. And that's all fine and good. But why won't anybody say, well, he was crazy? Like, you know how many people play video games?
You.
It was not video games.
Thank you.
He's crazy.
Whatever happened to just plain old crazy?
Sane people don't shoot people. They don't do stuff like that. Only crazies do that. If you're crazy
whether
in the
you play
head,
video games are not. It's yeah.
They all probably ate sandwiches too. They're like, oh, the kids from Columbine. Oh, the guy from the Batman shooting. They all did other stuff too. They're all crazy. That's what happens. They were all crazy. It had nothing to do with video games. Sure, they might have lived out this weird fantasy in video games and wanted to bring that into the real world, but only crazy people do that.
Exactly. There's a disconnect.
Thank you.
That's where the connection is broken, is that we all like to escape in video games, but it ends when we power down our console.
Exactly.
It's no different than like there's people that like really like just crazy gory horror movies. I don't even watch horror movies anymore.
I like some of them. I think they're great.
Apparently these movies just they keep pushing the envelope and stuff, so I don't even watch them anymore. But there are a lot of people that enjoy that stuff, but they're not going to go gut somebody.
Exactly.
My
goodness.
It's crazy. And so, you know, people are jumping on it. People are saying, I mean, and it just hurts my feelings because I feel like I know our community. Like, and, you know, I was, you know, I talked to people at E3 and I've been at comic book conventions and, you know, us and comic book people are very, we're kindred spirits. You know what I'm saying? We're very close. But These aren't murderers, y'all. These are video game playing people. They're people like us with kids, wives, and 9-to-5s. And I mean, come on, get off it. There's something else going on, and it's called crazy. There, yeah. Diagnosed, Gabe.
Done.
I had to go to school for 8 years to tell y'all that.
Drop the mic, Gabe. You just boom, done.
Anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to all the families that that are affected by this, and I'm so sorry. It's so crazy, but I got to stick up for my video game people. We are not murderers. Lord have mercy.
Amen. Amen. Hey, on a lighter news note and more local lighter news, yesterday at about, I think it was 2:00, an Amber Alert went out for this 11-year-old boy down in Spring Hill, Tennessee, right near your stomping grounds, Gabe.
Yep.
Yeah, we saw that.
There was a search. My sister-in-law actually volunteered and participated in it last night. So big shout out to Kara. She's awesome. They found him last night at Papa John's, and so far everything's good. So, you know, we haven't heard all the details, but after 4 hours, like Lauren and I were glued to the TV, and, you know, just being a parent and everything, you never want to have an incident like that happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank God
they
so they found him. So thank you, God. That's awesome.
See, but the people that found him were really good at playing Minesweeper. We just do good stuff. Video game people just do good stuff.
Exactly.
You're like, hey, we know how to weed stuff out. He can't be over here. He can't be over here. He's got to be at the Papa John's.
That's right. Boom.
See, we do so good funny. Stuff, video game playing people. Hall, did you have something else?
I wanted to talk about Gabe Newell.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about this story?
Steambox, baby.
Linux is the future of gaming.
That's what he says.
That is what he has said. He owns the largest PC game distributor.
Oh, that's all.
That's all. That's it. Yeah. I've heard a crazy stat that he's worth like billions.
Sure.
Or either maybe a billion. Either way, it's a lot of freaking money.
Yeah. But if you put a B in front of any kind of money, I mean, you're talking about something crazy.
If you put a T, it gets even crazier, but a B is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but T, you could have $10.
Yeah, it's true.
A B, there's no like small amount under B.
$5.
Hey, all I'm saying, Powerball tonight, boys, over 400 million. I got my tickets.
Nice. I get it.
I love it when people play the lottery, like when it's a big amount. Because I'm like, dude, if I played the lottery and they gave me like $1 million, I would consider that a win.
Yes, that's a win. I win $5 and I'm kind of I got a smirk on my
face.
I'm
exactly. If I've played a stretch off and I've won like $2, I'm like, sweet.
I know.
Sweet.
I always walk around with that stupid grin on my face, like I have a secret. I'm like, oh yeah, I got a secret.
You got your own theme music in your head.
Exactly. It's always Gloria Estefan.
So nice.
It's like, come on, shake your body. Do that. Whenever anything good in my life happens, that's what goes off my head. Like when my baby was born, it's like, oh, look at Amara. Like, come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. Like, and presenting the class of 2000, come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. Like, she was like, I do. I was like, I do. Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. Every good thing in my life. It was like, oh, did you pre-order the PS4? I did. Oh, come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga.
That's it.
I have no wrap. Words for that.
No, it's awesome. It's amazing. It could be, well, you know what? The words could be, it could be worse.
It could be much worse.
It could be way worse. Sorry, Hulk. Please continue.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know if I had anything else to say about this. Basically that...
So he's saying Linux is the way to go now.
Yeah, because, well, for their Steam box, they're probably wanting to do Linux because then you don't have to license an operating system or any of that crap. Plus, right. Linux is lightweight.
Super lightweight.
So Linux can get out of the way of the game.
Wow.
So, and I mean, I definitely agree with them that they should go forward with this. And if they make a Steam box... You know, to get developers on board with developing for Linux, because, like I said, like Windows, and we, I think we kind of talked about this at the beginning. Like Windows is, you know, it's a heavyweight.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's super heavy.
I mean, yeah, when you have a PC, a gaming PC, you know, you better be prepared to have 16 gigs of RAM and freaking
yeah,
just you know, just crazy amounts of hard drive space and all that stuff. It's just Windows is not. It's not lightweight, but it's what it's the platform that everybody develops for.
It's clunky, and Linux is very, very streamlined.
Linux should be the platform that everybody makes games for, like straight up, because it's so it can be extremely lightweight. You can either have like a really full-fledged version of Linux, or you can have a very lightweight version of Linux, and then you can develop your software on it very easily.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm all for this, and I hope that they get developers on board with developing just Linux.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
Oh, go ahead.
No, please finish.
I was going to say, I think a Steam box at like $500 is a really good competitor for the market.
Yeah, I think it could be awesome.
Well, you'll get a ton of games out of it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and then the sales
like
Steam does just on its own is crazy.
I think that Valve is in the same place as kind of the, you know, Sony and Microsoft, where they could release a box and lose a little money on it because people are just going to be buying games through it anyway.
Yep.
Oh yeah. So, oh yeah, for sure.
You know, it's very exciting with next gen consoles coming out. Like the focus has been on the indies developers now. Now we have, you know, this kind of stuff like Linux is being streamlined and really being pushed. Now I think we're going to see just a flood of just up and coming developers bring out some amazing games. I'm really excited for the next couple of years because this could really open the doors, like where, you know, we have these young creative people who are coming out of it wanting to put something together, and it's really there. It's available at their disposal now. You can start developing games.
Oh yeah.
So it's the potential there is amazing, and
like,
we all get to benefit.
There's a lot of schools getting behind game development classes and things like that. And there's a couple, and I didn't write them down because I didn't think to bring it up today, but a couple that's made a bunch of games that just signed on with UC Santa Cruz, which is where I was born. Whoop, whoop. to teach their... like game development classes, and somewhere else in California, they're starting up like a youth program for like, I think it's like a 2-year program where, kids in like the Oakland area can go and learn about game design and stuff like that. And I'm like,
I love that.
Heck yes.
I love that.
You know,
yep.
Man, that's amazing.
It's better than freaking math. I saw.
Oh no! Trust me, dude. You're gonna have to learn math really quickly.
No, but what I'm saying is like, I saw this picture the other day, and it was like, you know, those like some e-cards where there's you know, a picture and a caption, and it was like somebody smiling real big, and it was like another day that I didn't have to use algebra, and you're like, exactly. Yeah. I know they'll have to more than we will, but
that's so awesome.
Speaking of small boxes, there's gonna be a small white box hitting stores this Friday, and it's going to contain either a iPhone 5S or an iPhone 5C. And
but you don't know which one you're going to get till you buy it.
Right. It's a mystery box.
Exactly. You're going to open it up. You're going to open it up and be like, oh, it's the iPhone 5S. Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that. Come on, God. along with the iPhone 5S and the 5C is going to be iOS 7. And so a lot of people have been trying out 7 already. It's been released, it feels like, for forever now, that you could, you know, jailbreak your phones and try it out or maybe not have to jailbreak them. I don't know what's been going on with that. But
the updates comes out today, apparently.
Yeah, the 18th. But one of the things they added was, you know how we've talked about people with the first generation iPads hating life because nothing's supported for them anymore. It's like they can play Nibbler and Snake. they have a version. So let's say you have a 3S, like an iPhone 3S or something like that. You know, there's going to be things that aren't supported. And so the iPhone 7 is going to come with some integrated stuff to where if you download an app that's beyond what your phone can play, a prompt is going to come up and ask you if you want to install a version that will work with your phone.
Very cool.
And I don't know how far back that'll go, because some games, I think, don't even support the 3S period or the iPad one, but it still gives a little way for people with like 3S's and stuff to play older games. And I appreciate that about the iOS 7.
I appreciate that too. Not all developers are going to kind of backlog all that stuff anyway. I mean, a lot of the updates they do now are more for the modern operating systems, but at least having that option available to them, and if whether they decide to do it or not, that's still great. It's just like the whole backwards compatibility thing anyway.
Yeah.
If the option is there, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But before you upgrade to iOS 7, everybody back up your phones,
please,
just in case, and do it on your computers. Don't do it through the cloud. Do it all on your computer. Yeah. So you have a backup. I tell everybody that, just because I've had some of my family members have issues, and I'm like, well, did you back it up? Nope. Oops.
Right.
But lost everything.
Yeah. Back up your phones.
That's me backing up.
Yes.
So nice.
I didn't get that. Like, what is he talking about?
You guys have anything else before we get to the questions?
No, I'm good.
Hall?
Nah, I'm good. Questions.
I got one thing I want to say.
All right.
The Evil Within trailer.
Oh, thank you.
No freaking thank you.
Hall, I posted it yesterday on Twitter. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
Dude, come on. That looks ridiculous.
The graphics have gotten way too good to be making scary games like that. I mean,
it's amazing.
This is not the days of, like, I felt old when I was watching it yesterday. I was like, oh, these ain't the days of Resident Evil no more. Like, dude, because like the first Resident Evil, you're like running along the wall, your nose on the wall. You can kind of make jokes as you're playing it to keep yourself from being scared. Those days are over.
No, you're going to be scared. You're going to need a change of pants.
I am not playing that game.
I want to play that game. And dude, can you imagine on Pulse Elites too?
No, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I am seriously, like, Lauren's probably going to have to run out and be like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm fine.
I'm not a fan of pooping myself.
Exactly. But I posted that trailer because I think they released it a couple days ago. But it's what I'm more excited about. It's a Bethesda game.
Yeah, it is.
So this is so different than what they've done in the past, and I'm kind of excited about it.
Oh my gosh, it looks so scary.
Yeah, that looks crazy.
Call me a sissy all day, I'll take it. I'm not playing that crap.
That's all good. I will play it for you.
Please. You need to do a let's play with that, just so everybody can hear you screaming and cussing.
That
whole thing will be a bleep fest.
Let's do that. It will. Totally will.
I'm thinking, let's get Gabe to play it.
Just the first chapter. Yep.
No, all you would need is a camera on my face. You wouldn't even need any game going on.
That's exactly the point. No, we're totally doing it.
Exactly.
It'll be amazing.
It's like when they have the reactions for people watching the Pain Olympics on YouTube.
Exactly.
Where it's just their faces. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be awful.
It's amazing.
And people are going to realize and be like, oh my gosh, I never knew this about Gabe. He's a sissy.
And you're like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Oh, okay. So,
should we?
Let's do it, baby. Oh, I want to do a reminder for those. I got a couple more video game memories in. So we want people to keep sending their favorite video game memories. What we're asking you guys to do is take your phone or take your laptop or whatever recording device you have, record yourself saying, "Hi, my name is this. I'm from this area. And my favorite video game memory is this." It could be from childhood. It could be recent. Whenever, we just want to compile them, and we're going to put them together here in the next couple months and play them back for you guys. And we've gotten some really good stuff so far.
Good stuff.
So, and send it to mailbag at marriedtothegames.com or Gabe at marriedtothegames.com.
Are you going to shout out the social networks before we?
Yeah. You want to do it this time?
Yeah, but it'll sound a lot worse.
Let's hear it.
You could kind of catch us at Facebook and Twitter.
That's perfect.
Y'all know where we're at. YouTube.com/MarriedToTheGames. Facebook.com/MarriedToTheGames. Twitter.com/MTTGCast. You can come check us out on our website, new and improved, MarriedToTheGames.com. Come check out the forums. You'll be soon.
MarriedToTheGames.com/home.
Beautiful.
And we got, and go watch, last week's episode. It's up there for listening and your watching pleasure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Watch me and my allergy attack. It's fun.
Yeah. There's a point where Router sneezes in there. Both we don't necessarily jump, but it's like we kind of look over. We're like, perfect.
Yep.
You okay?
It couldn't get any better than that. And I was trying to hold out to not sneeze during the actual recording, but it just came out.
I'm so glad it did. I think I gave fist pump.
Yes, I think you did too. Thank you. Thank you for sharing in my pain.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's all good. Also, thanks to everybody who turned in your questions. I didn't tweet out until like 9:30 last night because I just completely blanked about it. So we got a ton of questions from people. I love the fact that everybody's asking all these questions, and we may get to them. We may not, but please just keep sending them. We love hearing from you.
Yes.
Let's start off on Facebook. Mark Bauscher, what is your favorite comic book superhero slash character? Mine's Batman.
I'm pretty sure his name's Boucher.
It could be.
I think so, because I think he told us before, he was like, it's kind of like Waterboy.
Oh, yeah, he is. That is our water. So, Mark Waterboy Boucher, my apologies.
Nice.
It could go either way, and I'm glad I'm the one that has to mispronounce everyone's name, so that's always fun.
Me too.
Yeah. So, Mark Boucher, what is your favorite comic book superhero slash character? His is Batman. And I would have to agree with him. I like Batman too.
Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. J. Spider-Man Smith.
My wife and I, we watch Friends so much. And there was an episode where Phoebe was like, "Why isn't it Spider-Man?"
Yep. And I love that.
He was like, Chandler was like, "It's not like he's like Jewish or something. It's not like Goldman. It's Spider-Man.
It's Batman.
Batman."
Oh, that is funny. I've never heard that before. That's really funny.
That's good. So Spider-Man for Hall.
Yeah.
Gabe, what about you?
Man, I'm old school, man. I think Superman.
Superman?
Superman.
Yeah. I think I'm a, even though if I were to choose who I wanted to be, it would be the Human Torch.
Hmm.
Nice.
So I know that's
and
weird.
And get denied a bank loan.
And he was denied a bank loan.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like Wolverine, but I know for you guys, good old Hugh Jackman kind of messed it up for you. But I loved the comic character.
Man, I don't know how Hugh Jackman messed it up for anybody. You guys got to realize it's Hollywood. They're going with grown and sexy, and he's the best option we had.
Yeah.
I love Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I think he plays a great Wolverine.
I do too. I mean, I think he's great. He's a good actor. I just, some people didn't like it and whatever. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jeff Swan, have any games, achievements or trophies given the game more replay value for you? For example, replaying Infamous as good versus evil or playing Uncharted on multiple difficulties. I definitely want to go back and play The Last of Us on, what is it, the hard or survival mode?
Yeah.
Because that game is so great. I hear, what's the mode for BioShock Infinite, which I haven't gotten?
1999.
Thank you. I may do that as well. Honestly, for me, it's just all about the game. If you love the game, you're probably going to go back and do it. And those are definitely two that I would probably do.
Since we've got this community of people on the forum, seeing how much other people have gotten trophies.
Oh yeah,
that was never a big deal until I'm seeing like how much trophies everybody else has got. And so I think if it's usually difficulties won't do it for me, like play it harder, like that's not fun. Yeah. But like if it's something else, like, you know, having to collect, you know, stuff or something like that, I'd much rather do that than play the whole game again on a harder mode.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm with you.
So there's stuff like that. I was looking at because I was updating my gamer tag on the forum, I saw that I have like 11 out of 12 trophies on NBA Jam.
Nice.
So seeing that I'm that close, I'm like, I should go do that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So I'll probably start doing that more and more. But my thing's all jacked up because I didn't get to, there's so many games that I've tried and then not played that my percentage is like way down. You know, but anyway. That's my answer to that question.
I'm in that same place. There's games that I just put in, played for about 30 minutes, and I said, I don't like this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the games that you do like, Hall, like, would you go back and finish things?
I think the Uncharted series made me do that, made me play it again, like Uncharted 2 did. Mm. But I don't do it unless it's like something really cool. Like Ed wrote in or on the forum about on one of those achievement threads, and he had mentioned that he got an achievement for riding a gorilla up a building or something crazy. Oh, riding a gorilla up a building with a female character in one of the Lego games.
Oh my god,
so it was like hilarious. A King Kong type of thing, I guess.
That is awesome.
That's when I would do it, when it's something crazy cool like that.
Yeah, crazy and creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm funny. With you, Gabe. I don't think going back for the harder difficulty just to play it again. I think what would happen is I'd probably get killed after like two or three times. And be like, all right, I'm done with it.
Exactly, this is too hard.
Yeah,
no, it's like I don't. It's hard. There's a reason why it's called a hard, and I'm good.
Yeah, don't play Call of Duty on harder difficulties because everywhere you step is a grenade. There's just grenades everywhere.
Oh, I tried that once, and I'm like, one shot, boom, dead. I'm like, okay, back to normal we go.
You're like, exactly. You're like, I paid $60 to be frustrated.
Yep. Yeah. Not happening.
Nope.
Okay. Moving on. Scott Clark, if you could play any game with any person, what would you play and with whom?
Oh, my That's gosh.
Great question.
Something with George Bush Jr.
Okay. Gotcha.
I just think he's hilarious. Like, I just think he's so like, he was president of the United States. And he just kind of, to me, he comes across as a good old boy.
Yeah.
And I'm not a political guy. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote against him. I've never voted. Sorry.
We'll get to that topic.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay.
But I just think for some about George Bush, like his whole like giggle, like I don't know, just everything about him is so funny. I don't know what game I want to play with him, but I want to play something with George Bush. Like I don't know. With him drinking a beer. I don't know. It just feels right. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that would be funny.
Anyway.
Oh, man. Hall, what about you? I'm still thinking.
Spider-Man.
You'd play Spider-Man with Spider-Man?
That would actually be pretty fun. I'd be like, look at how much this game sucks.
I loved the Spider-Mans.
The
later ones, like when they didn't even care about what you were attaching to, you're like, am I just throwing my web to something in the sky and swinging?
Oh, that was Spider-Man 1.
It kept it fun. You're like, I can go anywhere.
Yeah, I know. That was weird. I don't think I liked that.
I did. Because I wasn't too serious about it. I didn't play the game, really.
I just remember when they released Spider-Man 2, the one for Xbox and PS2, that was just like when everybody was like, whoa, you can go everywhere and attach to buildings and stuff.
That game was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
Yeah.
Okay, I think mine's going to be this. I want to play The Evil Within with Gabe. Because it will be the most hilarious thing ever.
Oh, no.
We have to make it happen.
As long as you don't mind playing it with me when I'm wearing a sleep mask.
I will put a diaper on you. I don't care.
You can get those man depends.
That's right. Okay. We have to play
We'll do that. We'll do a video of me watching Router play it with some depends on.
That's awesome.
Have you
cannot wait?
Have you guys seen that Men's Depends commercial?
Of course.
The one I'm talking about, the protect your manhood, or
how
whatever?
They get famous people to do those commercials, I have no idea.
They got paid a lot of money.
It's those in like Polygrip. Like, I'm like, two commercials I would never want to be in is Depends and Polygrip.
They're probably like, you better pay me enough money that if I don't get any work after this, I'll be good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm good.
I can't imagine being on TV like, hey, my name's Gabe Patillo. My teeth fall out and I pee on myself.
And that's
the game I want to hang out with.
That's right. It will be when we play The Evil Within. That's for dang right. sure. Oh, good times. All right, let's move on to Twitter. We got Geeks with Wives and Capes.
Yes,
that's a good one. The at GWW Capes crew. I ask this every week, and I'm sorry, we just never answer it because I think we've already answered it before. But he said, what video game would you like to see jump mediums to, either comics, TV, movie, etc.? I think we've had this question before, and I think that's why I didn't.
I think we've talked about what games have and have been awful, but I don't know if we've said which ones we wish would.
Well, that's why I'm throwing it out today, just for our
what
boys.
What do you think, Router?
I think I've said this before, but I think Uncharted would be great, but we've already seen it in Indiana Jones. So
that's true.
So
that's a hard question.
It is. Like, I think The Last of Us could be good because it's post-apocalyptic, and there haven't been a ton of really good post-apocalyptic games.
Zombies are so hot right now.
And zombies are in, so I'm not even going to bother with The Walking Dead or anything. Yeah, I don't know.
Dang it.
I got to think about that a little bit.
I would like to see... I think I'm thinking the realm of comic books, and I don't really read comics. But I'm trying to think of something they could make a cool comic book.
Keep in mind, too, with comic books, they do that weird other dimension stuff to where it didn't really happen.
That's
but they
true.
Tell the story.
Yeah.
So, because I would like to see something like that maybe with the BioShock series.
I was just thinking Infinite. Yeah,
that's
I was just
true.
Thinking BioShock yeah, series would be
even
awesome.
Even though like
that
Infinite
could be cool.
is a self-contained story. You know, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but the way that they tell the story, they could do a ton of side things.
That's very true.
Yeah,
very
Infinite.
True.
I agree.
Okay.
Or actually, well BioShock, period, because I need number one to be explained since I didn't want to play all the way through it.
Yeah, they should just make a book of number one for you. Like, that just explains everything.
Yeah,
I
might, that'd be nice.
I need to YouTube something. Okay, good question.
Okay, Jason Dodd at JMan1097. What's the most addicting game you have played? One you think about all day, even when you're working, going to school, etc. I've already said it, and it's present. It's BioShock Infinite right now. That's that
Sweet.
Game I always thought about. And you know, with The Last of it happened with The Last of Us. It also happened with Skyrim. I loved getting in there and doing a bunch of quests and doing that kind of stuff. Like, I could not wait to get home or to wake up and to play some more of Skyrim as well.
Mine was FF7, Final Fantasy VII. I've said it before, it just hit me at the right time of life, and I couldn't not think about that game, especially during boring freaking high school. You know what I'm saying? I remember being in like social studies class or whatever the freak I was in, and being like, I cannot wait to get home and finish this. It was just so, yeah. It was so expansive at the time for me. I'd never played a game like that where you could literally drop 50 hours into it. And that was quick to some people. And so
that's awesome.
I loved FF7 and that game was like, I was thinking about the dialogue while I was at school, like, oh, what's going to happen next? So that was it. For
that's
me.
Cool.
Paul.
Borderlands, the first one.
Ooh,
yeah,
the second
that's
one,
a good
was equally as, I mean, definitely equally as addictive. But the first one, I just remember working at the at my college at the time and taking it in to play it because I couldn't wait. So
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good question. Good question. here's another good one. Robbie Steltonpole at SpiderDude64. Spider Dude 64.
Spider Dude.
Would you guys rather develop a game or be in a game? That's a great question.
Be in.
Love that. I would want to do both, actually.
Yeah.
I want to know like the code that it takes to develop a game. I think it'd be really cool just to look at that.
Dude, it looks crazy. It looks like the doggone Matrix. When I was at Sucker Punch, they have all the, like, all the coders have their, I had never seen this before. It's probably old news to everybody else, but I had never seen the monitors turned up on their ends, and that's how they work, so they can have more code on the screen. So everything was in portrait mode instead of landscape, like we're used to everything now. So they would take a widescreen, turn it up on its end, and work like that. It would just be
code. You know, they were talking to each other. It's like, they were like, hey, let's freak this visitor out. Let's like put all this crazy stuff on screen.
Let's turn everything upside down, all the keys.
Then he can't tell anybody about anything. He will know what he's looking at. Yeah. I did theater all growing up, and so definitely be in one. But I want to be in one more in voice. I don't have to have my face in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd want to be voice too.
I mean, as fun as it would be to motion capture and stuff like that, like, and I guess they could always change the way you look, like they did with Joel and Troy Baker. But I don't know. In voice, that would be like a dream come true if I was a voice in a video game. Even if I was the guy that you walk by, I was like, man, this show is cold out here. When is lunch? Like, even if I was just that guy, like, if the main character just walked past me and I was like, man, you want to go get something to eat? That sounds like a plan. All right. And that was it. That would be a dream come true.
I could just see you like, ooh, my part's coming up. Ooh, here it comes.
Walk back past me.
Come on, baby, body shake and do that. Yep.
Good. Gabe, they need to put you in Sleeping Dogs 2 and you do the karaoke for that song.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I would totally do that.
Somebody call Square Enix right now. Let's get
Please,
this going.
I have my maracas. I'm ready.
Oh, that's great. Good question. That was awesome. Our boy Joey McPherson, Joe Boston 617, has using the Pulse headphones ruined you that you can't play games without them? It has for me. It feels like I'm missing out on everything.
Completely.
I could not agree more.
Completely.
Paul, you have to get Pulse Elites.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out a way to make them work with the Xbox, too.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they would.
They are fantastic.
Somebody needs to tell us. Well,
they work on Windows.
They work on Windows machines. They have to. Somebody has to have figured out something by now.
Yeah, there's got to be something
it's
there.
It's awesome.
Yeah, when Gabe was the one that told us all about it back in, I don't even know what episode it was. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's all great. I actually finally bought a pair, and I am not looking back. Can't imagine gaming without them. They're amazing.
I mean, when I game on the bus and don't have them or, you know, play on
that would suck.
Well, when I have a friend over, I mean, there is something about cranking the surround sound. I still prefer that, but if I have to play quietly, I mean, there's no other way to do it than with Pulse Elite headsets. I mean, I would do a commercial
for
that.
I bet
2 seconds
with Diablo, I could play that on mute. So,
oh my gosh, it's awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. I'm glad you like them too, Joey. That's awesome. Okay, last one.
Before we do the last one, we got another one on Facebook that I wanted to mention because it's a pretty good one.
Oh, hit it.
It's from Alex Trevino. He says, what do you think will happen with the HD collections next gen? HD
collections. You all right there, buddy?
That was a mouthful. I don't know. Do you think this next gen is enough of a leap to warrant HD versions of current gen games? And the reason that I wanted to ask you guys that is because, do you think maybe next gen will see like a better performing version of XXX? You know, like basically different games where they knew that it was kind of a little bit janky this generation, but they can make it 60 frames a second, 1080p next gen.
You know
what I mean?
You know, that doesn't make no difference for me, to tell you the truth. Like, I wouldn't replay a game just because it looks better now.
Unless, I don't know. Like,
unless it was a huge leap. Unless, you know me, and I'm going to jump right back on my soapbox. If they redid Final Fantasy VII and made it like banging looking, sure, but not something from the PS3 to the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess not enough time. Well, not enough time has passed, too, for us to know that. I mean, when we're 5 years into next gen, maybe we'll be like, man, I'd really like to play Skyrim again, and I'd like it to look good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think in November I won't want to, but November 2017 we'll probably want to.
Now, he also asked if he thinks we'll be seeing like PS2 generation games. I don't think we'll see those anymore. Like,
I don't think anyone's looking back anymore, right? Everybody's looking forward to the future, so a lot of those games will probably just kind of
Yeah.
Well, and two generations is such a big leap.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the gap we had with this next gen anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That was a good question. I'm glad you caught that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our boy, Chowfie, that Chowfie.
Oh, yes. Now, what up, Jack?
How do y'all, I love how he writes his questions too. How do y'alls feel about profanity or slurs in gaming? The Last of Us had a ton of F-bombs and GTA is N-word crazy. So, I have a confession. I do swear like a sailor, not on this podcast, but it's just one of those things. I'm from the Northeast and you know, everything is an adjective. And, especially since I married a Jersey girl. I mean, everybody, yeah, it's just, everything is an adjective and it's not a derogatory. It's just, you know, if something's cold, it's effing cold. And that just makes it all the more impactful of just how effing cold it is.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of used to it. So it doesn't bother me. It's when somebody just throws it in for the sake of throwing it in, that's when I'm like, yeah, okay, come on. Like you don't need to put it in like all the time.
Yeah.
If it's like an emotional moment or if there's like an angry moment or an angry scene or something like that, totally makes sense. I get it. But just throwing it around for the sake of throwing it around, nah.
You know, and it's one of those things too, like with Saints Row, the N-word
coming from a black person.
Yes.
yes. But you know, the N-word is so steeped in our culture now. And yeah, we could go back and forth about whether we should or shouldn't say it. I'll leave that to white people for some reason to argue about. you know, it's one of those things like it makes it more realistic. And I understand that it makes people uncomfortable. But I think sometimes since games are moving more towards being movies, you know, interactive movies, that sometimes it helps. Now, on the flip side of it, Sleeping Dogs was crazy. I mean, it was like, yes, okay, come on, y'all. Like, who wrote this? Are y'all just throwing F words in there just like for sport? And then I noticed the other day when I beat XCOM for a second time for some strange reason.
Nice.
Like 2 weeks ago. And XCOM's rated mature and they have cussing in there. And XCOM is something that I think it could have been wider spread if it didn't have a mature rating. Like, there's no reason that game should have a mature rating.
Really?
And so it's like, why put the cussing in there? And maybe it's mature for the violence, but it's like so cartoony and you're fighting aliens. And I mean, if it's mature just for the violence, that's sad. But there's language in that game and it doesn't have to be. So
yeah,
I'm the same way. I was like, you know, sometimes it makes it more realistic. It makes it more like movies. And then in other instances, it seems like people think it's cool to talk like that, and so that's why they put it in there. And I don't think it's necessarily cool to talk like that. I think it's uncreative.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with that.
You have anything else to add, Hall?
No, I think you guys pretty much said it. I mean, yeah. It's appalling in some cases where it's just over the top, but yeah, it's realism, so
yeah,
it doesn't bother me necessarily.
And it's funny, because I talked to a guy the other day, and it seemed like every other word he said was the F word. And I didn't say anything, but I was like, is this guy being serious? Like, why does everything have to be the F? Like, the sandwich was effing something, and the day had been effing something, and his cigarette was effing something. And I was like, what is going on? Like, do you just, but I had to think, like, it's probably like to people, you know, how I'm like this all the time, or I'm like that all the time, or I'm like this. And so
was he from Jersey at all?
No, he wasn't, but it's you know, interesting the way language works, you know what I'm saying? I don't want people using the word moist, but that is not a bad word at all.
That's not the prettiest word either.
Oh man.
But yeah, I mean, Gabe, you hit it too, like with the N-word. It's interesting because I think in some instances it can be a term of endearment, and in others obviously if in the wrong context it is extremely brutal.
Hateful, yeah, sure,
and extremely hateful. And it's just one of those things where, you know,
and there's all kind of double standards that come with it, but that's with everything, you know. Anyway,
of course, it's all good.
I can hop on that soapbox too.
that's away for another podcast.
Exactly.
But that's a great question. Thank you, everybody, for all the last-minute questions. We love it. I love this segment. It's just so much fun talking to you guys, and we'll be talking to you on the forums during the week, definitely.
Yes.
So it's awesome.
We will be there. Go sign up for the forums. Get involved with the conversations. The conversations are awesome. And you can come see my gamer tag and see how sad my trophies are, which is just embarrassing. I'm like, I don't look married to the games at all. I feel like I'm fooling around with the games when I look at my trophies. So anyway, we're all over the place. Y'all know where to find us. I'm Gabe Patillo. That is Timothy Hall. That is Tim Router. We love you guys. And we are married to the games. And we are up out this thing. Peace!